This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
DJV Health on the air, this time with Dr. Ken Kronos from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where he practices medicine. He's a preventative cardiologist. A lot of people around the country place a lot of stock in what he does. He does a lot of research. He actually has good advice. And his advice is good. That's what I always say about when people say, characterize Dr. Ken, and that's how I characterize him. He's here to go through a lot of the studies that have been done and published over the past week. Much of it, as you know, over the past year certainly has been around the coronavirus information, new info. So here's a study that reveals blood type. I thought that early on with COVID, it was mentioned that if you had A, was it A positive or A negative, you were more susceptible to getting this. I have A positive blood. Didn't seem to affect me, but I'm wondering if that's what this study is about, Ken.
Well, there's a new study that just came out. In fact, says that, yes, if you have A plus, if you have A blood type, that you are more susceptible, that the virus actually likes to attach better to your lung tissue cells if it has the A-type antigen of your blood type.
So why would that be? Well, what is there about A blood, A plus or minus, positive or negative? What is there that would make this more likely to take on the virus?
Well, it seems that there's a protein on the red blood, on the cells in your lungs if you have A-type blood, and this protein in the lung cells is favorable for attachment by the virus. And that's what the thought is, why this susceptibility.
Has there been a study as to how many, that was a suggestion, but has it been studied as to how many actually did get it? Is that where the information comes from, that somebody has studied it and they've seen, yeah, okay, all these eight people?
It seems to be a predominant, it seems to be more likely if you have type A blood that you'll get it. It seems both. They looked at this basic mechanism and it exists, and then they looked at the numbers and they exist. So there seems to be something there. It doesn't mean that if you have another type of blood, you definitely won't get it. It just means you're more susceptible.
Well, I mean, think about it in terms, I use myself as a guinea pig. We talk a lot about the things that you find out about me, and it's good to share. So I just told you that I have A plus, A positive blood. Now, I had my shot on Tuesday of this past week, and the first shot, it was Pfizer. My shoulder, where they stuck the needle, doesn't feel a thing. I don't have any itching even there. My body hasn't reacted, and it's been 3 days when we're having this conversation with Ken. So am I in the clear? And if I didn't have a reaction to it, what does that mean, if anything?
So you felt nothing.
Zero.
You had the injection 3 days ago, and the next day you
nothing.
Didn't feel tired?
Zero. Nope. Well, I am now, but I...
Wait. The next day, did you have some fatigue?
The next day, I'd come back from Denver on a late flight, so I only had a couple of hours sleep the day before that, or that day when I went on the air, and then I went to get my shot. I had only had 2 or 3 hours sleep.
So you don't know if it was due to
I don't know whether it was that. I was sleepy, and I went to bed early that night.
So we don't know. You may have had fatigue from the injection, but you may have had it because you didn't get enough sleep.
Yes.
And, okay, you didn't have any chills, muscle aches?
Nope.
Nothing like that?
Zero. Yep.
No headache?
And I tell you, well, I've had headaches, but, you know, I've had headaches consistently.
Nothing that you can associate with this. Okay.
Not that I noticed, no.
Well, It's nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Now, that's an interesting question, because I have off and on, I had a headache when I was in Denver, and I took a couple of aspirin, and it went away. And I thought to myself, okay, this is because I'm at, you know, the Mile High City. It's 7,000 feet above sea level. I just come from the coast where the sea level is. It doesn't usually affect me when I go to Denver, but maybe it did this time. Is there anything to that, do you think?
Yeah, that headache may have been from the injection. In the studies with the vaccine that you had, 95% effectiveness, 50% of the people had some reaction. And not a big reaction, but some fatigue,
right.
Something. And but 45% had nothing. So it's not a great thing if you say, oh, I felt great, I felt nothing, because then we're not 100% sure.
Well,
that your immune system,
we dig into
give
it.
A second. We're not 100% sure that the immune system was triggered. And we'd like to hear that you had at least something so we know we triggered the immune system with the injection.
Well, that
so
may be the headache.
The folks who come in and tell me, oh, I felt nothing, and they feel, and they're excited about the fact that they felt fine. I'm not so excited about that. You know, I want you to feel a little something. But again, I want to reassure you that just because you felt nothing doesn't mean the vaccine didn't work.
No, and I thought it worked. I thought it did. Yeah,
well, we don't know. We don't know yet, because you need a second one. And you know, we don't know whether you have built up antibodies. But hopefully it did.
Is there a test? Okay, so in 3 weeks I get the next shot.
3 weeks,
and then after that,
shot.
What? How
so,
do you?
So
do you
3 weeks you get another shot, and then with the Pfizer vaccine, you want it's 1 to 2 weeks after that when you have the full effect. And in someone like yourself, I would wait 2 weeks till you have the second shot, and then you would know that you have the full effect of the vaccine.
All right. Well, we'll have to check that out one way or another. Here's something that you've done some research on, belly fat. Now, let's see. I want to interject some other things, just not just COVID this week. Belly fat can adapt to resist weight loss strategies. Let's talk about that and what that report indicates.
Can confirm this myself. And what this means is that all fat in the body is not the same. And anybody who works out would agree with this report. This was reported this week in the medical journal Cell Reports, where they actually looked at people working out, and they noticed that the fat in the belly is the last to go. It's different than the fat elsewhere. And it is very hard to get that fat out. So if you're working out and just struggling with getting the fat in the abdomen down and all the other fat goes away, that is actually how the body works. It changes that fat. It's different type of fat than what's found in the rest of the body. And the body somehow is able to adjust and preserve that fat against all else when you're working out.
Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. All right, speaking of fat, let me help you lose some of that. Losing the weight is very important. Maybe you've been on a diet. Maybe you've been on some kind of exercise program. Maybe you've done the Oprah Weight Watcher thing. Maybe you've done Jenny Craig. Whatever you've done to this point, if it's been successful, good. 2 points for you. Now, how do you keep the weight off that you worked hard to lose? Are you going to stay with those products that you purchased or eat Weight Watcher food for the rest of your life? Or what are you going to do? Well, my suggestion, and the suggestion of lots of people who have had really good luck, a good experience with Calitrin, is to get on the program. You can use it in conjunction with other weight loss programs and then keep on it so that it will keep the weight off. That's really what they herald at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. The formula doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any gluten in it. It's a safe way to keep that weight off. 45 days after you start taking it, you will see the results. So this is something, it takes patience. Losing weight and keeping it off, training your body to keep it off, is not an easy task. But it is made easier by using Calitrin. So if you want to check it out, please, and you'll understand why to choose Calitrin once you've spent a little bit of time on the website, toploss.com. Very good. Private sessions available as well from the folks. You get questions, they've got answers for you. All you have to do is call the 800 number on the website, and you'll get a counselor assigned to you. Clinical studies prove that Calitrin works. Bing, bang, boom, that's it. So, go to toploss.com, put your order in, you buy one, get another one free, as many as you want. Buy as many as you want, get an equal number without having to pay for them. It's a great incentive to get on the product and stay on it. I just stay on it, I'm going to stay on it forever, because I like what it does to the rest of my body. The collagen's great for your skin, you know, the joints, all kinds of great stuff. Check it out for yourself. Toploss.com is the site. And use the DJV code on checkout so you don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the one-on-one, the BOGO deal. That's toploss.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, or a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The Catholic bishops say don't take the J&J vaccine. Johnson & Johnson used old cells that the Catholics say was derived from abortions. What do you say to that? What does a doctor say to something like that, Ken?
I would have to learn a little bit more about that. I don't want to get into abortion on this show. And I was surprised. I'm surprised to hear that. And yeah. I think we need to look into that a little more.
Apparently, when this came to light, it was when Trump was treated with this stuff. The monoclonal antibody treatment was basically from the same cell lines that, you know, was used to create the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, anyway, it's the whole business about cells and what's going on with stem cell research. We're really behind the times here in this country, aren't we, when you consider all the research being done on stem cells everywhere else?
Well, I think there's hopefully some way to thread the needle and make everybody happy and get the benefits and not deal with the issues.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. People don't want to deal with the issues, unfortunately. And I think it may be a phony issue, frankly. It could be. It could come across that way, for sure. All right, Dr. Ken, don't forget our weekly podcast at djvhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, continuing momentarily.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Back with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology. If you have after you've listened to Ken, you got a hankering to talk to him, and you can't fly down to Florida, a lot of people don't want to travel still, so try the telemedicine route. At his clinic, you can talk to him and his staff, 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken. That's 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. Take advantage of his manner, bedside manner. He gets 5 stars from everybody who goes to see him. You'll like the experience, and you'll certainly be helped out a lot. Ken, what do you think about the new variants? It seems that there's a coronavirus variant in New York this week. A couple of researchers have said they found this variant, I guess, not only in New York, but elsewhere in the Northeast. So, you know,
what do we do? Hopefully we all get vaccinated as soon as possible, and that's the solution to a variant. And we're in a race. Are we going to get to herd immunity before new variants develop of this virus where the vaccine has no effect? And that will determine how quickly we can get back to normal life and get over this. Viruses predictably mutate and make so-called variants that are different than the original virus. This happens. That's why we get a different flu shot every year. This happens with viruses. It just goes with the territory. And fortunately, as of this moment, the current vaccines appear at least to prevent from death from all of the variants and even hospitalization. But this is continuing to be studied. And the one variant that is of most concern regarding the effectiveness of the current available vaccines is the South African variant. We know the Brazil variant has arrived in America. We know especially the British variant, the UK variant has arrived. The UK variant, the vaccines are quite effective with, but that variant is much more contagious than the original virus. The South African variant is the one where the vaccines that are available are still, it's not clear whether they're as effective as we would like. Mm-hmm. In fact, Pfizer and Moderna are already working on a booster for the vaccines that would be specific to the South African variant in case it's needed. It hasn't been determined yet whether a vaccine, whether a booster is going to need to be given, but they're actually making it just in case. And the key is viruses, unlike bacteria, fungi, other organisms, parasites that cause illness, viruses, they can't live on their own. They need a living source to carry on. And the COVID-19 is a human virus, so if it doesn't have a human source, it's gone. It's dead. And that's why enough of us need to be vaccinated, so adequate source of the COVID-19 to live no longer exists, and that's how we'll get rid of it. When COVID-19 is not living, it can't make variants, and then we can all get back to our life.
I want to know a little bit, we'll talk about this as we can in the next half hour of DJB Health, the variant in Brazil. You know, people have been talking about the African one, they've been talking about others. The question comes up on whether these people who have had that variant already, you know, they've recovered. Are they immune? Apparently some have gotten it over again, and one would wonder why that would be. I don't think we've seen too much of that Brazilian stuff here in America. We'll pursue that with Ken and other important information about the COVID situation, maybe a couple of other things that are affecting you and your health that don't have to do with COVID. Let's see what we can do for time here. It's half past the hour now, or close to it, on this week's DJB Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After being convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News. The governor of Georgia is speaking out against the DOJ's lawsuit over their new voting laws. USA Radio's Tim Berg has this.
Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Moving back into the COVID zone and the health zone here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, we've had some advertisers here on the program that have focused on these are nasal sprays and how they reduce COVID symptoms. Can we explain the difference between symptoms and reality? If you have the symptom, does that mean you're going to get it and vice versa? I guess, is that a clinical term? You have all the symptoms of COVID-19. Okay, do I have it? Well, we're not sure. I mean, I've heard that story, haven't you?
No, well, it's because you got to use the language and understand what you mean when you use medical terms. This is what happens when you have a degree without really having a degree. So this is doctor talk. This is doctor talk.
Yeah.
You know, when people complain of how they feel, they have signs or symptoms. A sign is like having a rash. A symptom is having muscle aches. A sore throat, shortness of breath, and one can complain of symptoms. And there are few diseases that have a unique symptom that is specific to that disease. And there's a big, long medical word for that, which I won't even bore everybody with. But so these symptoms overlap various diseases, and that's where you make a diagnosis, and you take a history, you collect the patient's signs and symptoms, you do a physical exam, you collect their physical findings, and with that information, you then do your lab work, and your lab work for COVID-19 is the test for the antigen. And that's where, you know, we swab your nostril. Sometimes we can use the saliva. And so there's a lab test for the antigen to determine if it's present. So we put all of that together in our doctor discovery minds, and then we come up with a diagnosis, and then the diagnosis is it COVID-19 or not? So that's kind of how we get to the answer. The goal is to get the right diagnosis, and then we collect information along the road there, signs, symptoms, physical findings, and lab tests.
All right. So if you've had, whether it's a Brazilian variant or whatever other, you know, kinds of COVID there are, what is your advice to people who think if they've recovered that they're covered, if you know what I mean?
Well,
people will say, I don't need the shot.
Okay. So
what will happen is you'll have signs and symptoms, and we all know them by now, the shortness of breath, the fever, the cough, sometimes a headache. Sometimes it can be something like even a sinus headache. It's been known that you can get GI symptoms, but the shortness of breath, the cough, the fever, those are the muscle aches. Those are the most common, and then you get tested for COVID, and the test comes back positive, you know you have it. And your body will make antibodies against the virus, and in about a couple of weeks, you'll be cleared, or sooner, but, you know, in about a couple of weeks is a good number that your body will clear yourself of the virus by the antibody. And we know when you're infected naturally, you have about 90 days of effective antibody to keep yourself immune. But after that, you need the vaccine to extend your immunity so you don't get it again, you don't get one of the variants. And stay tuned, because we're not yet sure whether even any of us are going to need a booster for the variants. But right now, there's no recommendation to get a booster yet. And hopefully, the current vaccines that we have will at least prevent death and hospitalization, because that's truly the goal. If it doesn't prevent any infection, any illness, that's reasonable. But what we want is preventing death and hospitalization. And so far, it looks like the current vaccines are at least doing that. But if that changes, there's a booster ready to be administered.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here. Don't forget about our DGV Health podcast that feature Ken every week. A couple of the most recent ones have, as usual, a lot of COVID information, the vaccine, that sort of thing. The questions that I ask about immune systems, they seem to be, I don't think they're repetitive, but we have a lot of concerns about that sort of thing. And the question comes up on this particular conversation, whether you get by with one dose of the COVID vaccine. Find out what Ken says about that on that DJV Health Show podcast. And there's another one that gets us to focus on, again, the different vaccines and why they are good or not. And then what happens after you have a vaccination. You know, we repeat some of this stuff every week because it needs to be underscored, because people have a lot of questions and they may not hear us each week go through all of the information. So you can get it, all of it recapped every week, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. EbonsBakehouse.com. I need to order some bread, though. I ran out of the bread, and so I went to the store and I bought a supposed gluten-free bread. A, it tastes like paper, and B, it really isn't gluten-free. I still got, you know, because sometimes they do these breads, but they do them in a facility where gluten, where wheat or other things, grains have been used. So you get the exposure and you still get it. That doesn't happen when you order products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. E-B-A-N-S. Fabulous products. If you have any problem with celiac, or you just have gut problems, and that's really what we're going to be talking about here in a moment, the fact is that gluten creates, because the preservative aspect of it, it creates upset in your tract. With a lot of people, millions of people have this. So they're the ones that start at Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, and order. But then they pass the stuff around, like I did with Jack and Mary when I visited them. And they, wow, these cookies, man, chocolate chip, yum. The cranberry walnut coconut oatmeal, yum. Peanut butter, yum. I like the white chocolate cherry oatmeal. The girls tease me on the DGV program because it's not really chocolate. But at any rate, it's great, and it's all done by Ebon's in a way that you will suffer no more. That's the bottom line. And when you order at Ebon's Bakehouse, look at the catalog of things. You can use the DGV code, about 15% off. I think that's the discount, big discount. And it's all guaranteed. You'll love it or you get your money back. So why not try this for you, somebody in your family who has gluten intolerance, and then when you taste how good they are, everybody's going to want them. Just have to keep them refrigerated, that's all, because they have no preservatives. The cookies are yum. The breads are fab. Get them at Ebon's Bakehouse. Tell them Doug sent you. EbonsBakehouse.com. Check out with the DJV code for a big discount.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word.
and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardora, Florida. Catch him at 352-735-1400 for a most valuable telemedical exchange. He's doing a lot of stuff on, what are you doing? Are you doing half and half? Are you doing in-person office visits? Would you say half of your time was on the telemedicine connections, or how does it break down?
I'd say about 20 to 25% we do telehealth. You know, it's in cardiology, unlike, let's say, psychiatry or dermatology, and it's a little hard to do an electrocardiogram over the phone. I mean, there are some things we can do by phone, but we're probably doing about a quarter, 20 to 25% by phone. It's a nice item option for some things, fortunately, as the number of cases is dramatically diminishing, I think people are hopefully beginning to feel more comfortable about going in face to face. And obviously, we're taking all the precautions to make sure that it's a safe experience. But I think having the telehealth option is a great option. I hope it just remains, because for some things, it is very, very helpful and convenient and time-saving for everybody, and works very well.
To sort of underscore what you were saying about what's going on in terms of visits, a lot of the big hospitals, I looked at a number around the country in some of the major cities, 3, 4, 5 hospitals closing down because they weren't able to do other procedures during COVID, so they didn't have enough money to keep the doors open. How much of a danger is that?
The number of preventive procedures, elective procedures, dramatically down in the last year, and it is having an issue. You would think right now the people who work in healthcare would have job security, but some people who work in healthcare actually have been losing their jobs as they work in areas of healthcare that is elective, and the procedures are not more of the life-threatening variety. But I think that's going to come back as we open up a lot of other things, and people are going to need to catch up. And I urge people to keep up with their preventive care, mammograms, all things like that, cancer and heart disease is among other issues are going to be, unfortunately, affected and increase because of COVID-19. Not only is depression, suicide, drug abuse going to be worse because of the treatment that we've recommended to prevent COVID-19, but
heart disease and cancer because the preventive care that has been advised is not occurring as it should. And hopefully people will start getting back to their preventive care.
All right, let's go back to that discussion I had about sleep. There's a one of the journals that you follow has an overview of how little sleep may, well, if you don't get enough sleep, it looks like to me anyway. You translate it for us. But is that the story, that if you don't get enough rest, you raise the risk of you getting dementia?
Absolutely. And there is some increasing dementia lately. Part of it is being felt to people just not getting enough sleep through all this COVID anxiety and stress. And definitely getting under 6 hours of sleep. You know, we all need 7 to 8, but it seems especially when you start getting under 6, you're dramatically increasing your risk of getting dementia or making dementia worse if you have dementia.
All right, back to vaccinations. The president says every adult will be vaccinated by the end of May. Is that optimistic? I heard some people say end of April. What do you think the numbers are?
Well, and you have to interpret what President Biden said.
Dr. Biden. Is there a doctor in the house?
Dr. Biden, PhD, Dr. Biden. Is his wife. But, but President Biden said this week that every adult can be vaccinated, that there would be availability of vaccine by the end of May for any American adult who would want the vaccine. And then the question is, you know, you jump to the next step when you said what you said before, that they will be vaccinated. Then you have to hope that enough of us will be willing to be vaccinated so that we can get to herd immunity. Because when we get vaccinated ourselves, we're not only helping ourselves, we're helping the people we love, our friends, our family, because we're waiting to get to this magical 70-80% have been vaccinated or exposed so that we have enough antibodies so that the vaccine can find no home, so that the virus finds no home.
You don't want to be a carrier. That's very good information, I think. I mean, this is not going to stop. We continue to have lots of questions. As a matter of fact, coming up in a few moments, hopefully we have some questions here that aren't necessarily just about COVID, but we do have questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream.
Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
PGMA Health Dr. Ken Kronos is here. Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. What does it mean, somebody who's a parent, looking at some numbers here, this particular school district administered 4,000 COVID tests with a positivity rate of 0.17. So that's less than 0.25%. Is that good? How do we know what these numbers are? What do they represent? And do these tests actually work, Ken?
That's extremely...
Whether you do it in school or in the workplace or out in the public.
Well, that's an extremely low positivity. Remember, the test for COVID, you're either looking for antigen, which means you're currently infected with the virus and you have active disease, or there are antibody tests which can tell you you've had the disease in the past. You're measuring your body's response to the antigen, to the virus. And what you mentioned is an extremely low infection rate, which that school is in excellent shape in terms of how many kids are actually carrying or infected with the virus.
All right, so the questions continue, speaking about school, about teachers and child care workers. They are, in most places, apparently eligible for a vaccine now or will be soon so that the nation's schools can get back to work. What's it like in Florida? You live in Florida. Your clinic is in Mondura, Florida. So what are they doing to protect the students or the teachers?
Well, we're making some really great progress in Florida. Our governor just made available to the physicians a day or two ago this form that we can download. And we've done a great job of getting the people 65 and older their vaccines. But the governor now made available a form to the physicians that we can easily download that allows us to in seconds, fill out this form. It's very easy, just essentially the name of the patient, our license number, and sign it that this patient has significant increased risk of getting severe COVID-19, and they should get the availability of the vaccine now. So that form is now available, and it's up to the judgment of the physician. Wow, the governor trusting the doctors. What a concept. And it's just wonderful, and allowing the patients who are at risk to get in line next. Also, the governor announced that teachers, firefighters, police, first line workers who are, all should be eligible right now to get the vaccine. All of us who are on the front lines. And I think we're doing a great job down here in Florida of getting people vaccinated. And it seems to be going as well as possible. And obviously you're never going to make 100% of people happy. But it seems like we're doing a job as well as possible compared to other places. And I would hope that, you know, we just get people out vaccinated as soon as possible. I was so encouraged to hear President Biden say that there would be enough stock available by the end of May for any American who wants a vaccine. That is fantastic news. And I would hope that everybody will consider, if you have any concerns, talk to your doctor about the vaccine. The vaccines have gone through more rigorous safety analysis than
all three of them.
Yes, the more rigorous safety analysis than other viral vaccines, and the only reason they were able to come so quickly to availability was the red tape that is there to get started was cut, and also the manufacturing of these vaccines began before they were approved, which is unique to any development of any new vaccine or even a therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you believe, we've got a few seconds left here, it's a good question, about people being exposed at work? If, let's say, a workplace has had people in it that have COVID, should the public be told that there were employees that had COVID?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how we will stop the spread. And people, if there's any doubt, need to stay home and get tested. This is an incredibly contagious virus, and we need to stop the spread. And hushing it up is only going to make things worse.
Yeah, you would think. That seems kind of crazy. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. You can hear him every week at this time. DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.